The coming collapse. The collapse is coming. It has been coming. And the reality is that we are already enmeshed within it. Many of us mistakenly await the finale, an apocalyptic punctuation mark heralding the demise of capitalism, or even the world, whichever is easier for you to imagine. But the problem is precisely this teleological paradigm. Collapse has crept across capitalist time and space, and it has spread itself unevenly, and of course, unfairly. In 2011's Combined and Uneven Apocalypse, Evan Calder Williams not only challenges a popular fantasy of the real end times, but also calls into question familiar ways we have imagined the future. With the so-called end of history, the dominance of the neoliberal order seemed assured, or so it appeared. Enter the era of cyberpunk. As capitalist forces were unshackled and the communist ideal lay in ruins, we entered the Matrix with dreams of pioneering a virtual frontier. The hacker hegemony merged with the frenzy of free market capitalism and a race towards artificial intelligence. However, the fragile foundation of neon corporate rule was laid bare in 2008 and then again during the COVID-19 pandemic, with states intervening to avert systemic collapse in both crises. As the heads-up display of the cyberpunk present flickers, alternative contenders for the collective imagination have emerged. Williams critiques a notable rival in steampunk, the cyberpunk garbed in Victorian attire, a nostalgic return to the labor realities of the industrial era in a constrained reprisal of the capitalist imaginary. What both cyberpunk and steampunk glaringly overlook is the commodification of everything, but also how capitalism's scrapyards may hold the secret to new futures. Moreover, the engine of capitalism not only consumes material goods, but also devours dreams and lives, indiscriminately feeding everything into its machinery and spewing it out the other end. Williams envisions our future emerging from the ruins and resistance to the profligate consumption of capitalism. Hence, he proposes an alternative paradigm, salvage punk. To break free from the entrenched logic of progress that has precipitated collapse, we must first acknowledge that collapse is already here, and it is within this wreckage that new forms of life and the bricolage of the future can be found. In Combined and Uneven Apocalypse, Williams also introduces the concept of anti-capitalist reification, which subverts and repurposes a long-standing communist belief about the ontology of objects and social relations within the world of commodity production. Under advanced capitalism, we are engulfed in an ever-expanding sea of discarded commodities and outmoded objects. And it's not just tangible items, but also abstract concepts and ideas. Our dreams of new ways of life and our visions of a new community are scattered across this wasteland. Williams argues that the trash heap of history is an unreliable ethical and practical guide for determining what deserves a future beyond capitalism. To draw a comparison, today's landfills are brimming with perfectly usable and perhaps even valuable junk. The issue lies in capitalism fostering a collective craving for novelty, which has led to the disposal of containers, clothing, furniture, and so on, long before their use value has been depleted. Capitalism's tendency to devalue certain salvageable goods extends to forgotten futures as well. Williams encapsulates the concept of anti-capitalist reification as follows. What needs to be salvaged are social relations, broken forms of lived communist thought, discarded by our moment as the outmoded waste of a century. These are lost utopian moments, to be sure, but they are also the massive weight of sometimes catastrophic attempts to live differently. Embracing the ethos of salvage punk entails cultivating a discerning eye for what can be reclaimed. People, objects, and ideas are flattened both ontologically and sometimes even physically by the mechanisms of capitalism. In a post-capitalist world, what can or should we salvage from what has been lost in the deluge of commodity production? Navigate to the show notes below and find a link to Evan Calder Williams' Combined and Uneven Apocalypse.